Welcome back to New Rockstars. I'm Eric Voss, and Avengers Endgame and Infinity War alternate scenes and rejected concepts just keep pouring out from the filmmaking team, with one of the most interesting deleted Thanos backstories revealed by the screenwriters. And folks, I just can't get enough of talking about this purple roid head and the secret life of his. Because whether he's decapping Cap or having the ghosts of his victims grope him at the feet of a giant golden multi-faced space god, it's always fascinating to consider thick Brolin at the heart of it all. Specifically, there's the mystery of how Thanos acquired the Power Stone before the events of Avengers Infinity War. We know the Power Stone was previously locked away on Xandar after the events of Guardians of the Galaxy, but then Thanos just showed up with it in the opening minutes of Infinity War. Sure, we could all put one and one together and assume Xandar is probably a smoldering wreck. But now, we have been given some new wrinkles in that off-screen backstory. Spoiler warning, because people yell at me if I don't say that. Okay, the screenwriters of Avengers Endgame and Infinity War, Christopher Marcus and Stephen McFeely, revealed that early drafts of the Infinity War script did actually show Thanos taking the Power Stone from Xandar. Before either Infinity War or Endgame came out, you may remember some quotes from the creative team describing the plot as a heist movie. In retrospect, they may have been referring to the time heist of the second half of the story in Endgame. But there really wasn't anything heisty about Thanos' stone quest in Infinity War. He grabs the Space Stone by killing Loki, the Reality Stone by wrecking Nowhere, of which we only see the aftermath, the Soul Stone by killing Gamora, the Time Stone by beating up the Avengers on Titan, and the Mind Stone by popping it out of Vision's head in Wakanda. There's really nothing sneaky about the stuff. For a heist, you gotta sneak a little. Hide behind a pillar or two, wear a disguise, salute your own ass. You know Thanos would love to sneak a salute to his own butt. So yes, originally we were going to see Thanos steal the Power Stone from Xandar, but, a word I really gotta stop saying, this was not going to be a smash and grab job, and it wasn't going to be the opening scene of the film, but rather come in a completely different stone gathering order. So originally, Thanos did not have the Power Stone in the opening scene of Infinity War. Presumably, his forces were going to wreck Thor, Loki, Hulk, and the other Asgardians without any of the stones. And getting the Space Stone from Loki was stone one. Then, his next step was to go to the Collector's Vault on Nowhere for the Reality Stone, stone two, which would then lead to Xandar for the Power Stone. And that scene, the screenwriters revealed, was going to be a massive battle. Initially, they said that the Xandar battle was going to come before Nowhere, but then they clarified that it was a battle that involved the Reality Stone, meaning after Nowhere. So this version of the story would have changed Thanos' journey in two key ways. One, his natural ferocity would have been far more severe, because he would have been able to take out Thor and Hulk without an Infinity Stone. Now, when Thanos boxed Hulk, many noticed that the Power Stone was not lit up, meaning he was fighting without its power, but still, it means the rest of the damage to the Asgardians would have been done stoneless as well. But two, this version would have shown the Reality Stone used to wreak far more havoc than we saw in the final version of Infinity War. Like in the version we saw, it's used to temporarily turn Drax and Mantis into blocks and ribbons, and Quill's blaster bolt into bubbles, and generally trick them all with a smokescreen, and then later on Titan it's used for like a slideshow, and briefly to manipulate the ground beneath Doctor Strange's feet. But instead, in the alternate version, we could have seen Thanos use the Reality Stone to literally rip Xandar to shreds. The Nova Corps fleet? Popping like popcorn kernels! Glenn Close as Nova Prime and Ronnie Rael, trapped in a giant mousetrap! John C. Reilly as Roman Day, squeezed inside out with his eyes popping out, rolling around on the ground like marbles for his clumsy inside-out body to slip on! Yeah, no matter what tomfoolery was going down, the streets of the Xandarian city would be covered in an ocean of blood. This, or probably some less violent version of this, boring, is the Xandar battle that the screenwriters conceived. Not a smash-and-grab heist with Thanos and the Black Order like portaling into the Xandar vault to snatch the Power Stone orb, that'd be too easy. Instead, a cartoonishly delightful spectacle as the Mad Titan and the combined strengths of the Space Stone and the Reality Stone humiliate the most pompous, but also the most frequently dominated planet of the Marvel Universe. Now, the reason the screenwriters cut this is because they felt the battle wouldn't have carried its weight story-wise, that pretty much every other scene in these movies has to accomplish multiple goals at once. For example, Thanos' scenes with Gamora both move the plot forward and establish their father-daughter relationship to set the emotional stakes for when he has to sacrifice her. The writers wanted each stone to carry emotional weight, so that Thanos' acquiring each came with a heartbreaking cost. Loki for the Space Stone, Gamora for the Soul Stone, Vision for the Mind Stone, the surrender of Gamora for the Reality Stone, the surrender of Tony Stark and Doctor Strange for the Time Stone. And with the Power Stone on Xandar, the writers felt that we just wouldn't have the same connection with Glenn Close or John C. Reilly, and that they'd have to set up like the Guardians of the Galaxy vacationing on Xandar, so that that they could play a role in this part. Ultimately, starting the movie with Thanos already having a Power Stone gives the story more initial momentum, and it suggests the conclusion of something that we probably did need to see on screen to understand. But do you think this Xandar battle Power Stone scene should have been included in Infinity War? Would it have made the movie better? Comment down below with your thoughts, and follow me on Instagram and Twitter at EAVoss, and subscribe to New Rockstars for breakdowns and theories about everything Marvel. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
And if you take anything away from this episode, remember, heist requires sneak. No sneak, no heist. Ocean's 11, lots of sneak. Heist. Fast 5, dragging a safe through Rio, folks. It's a great movie, but less sneak, so less heist. Hey, fun fact, The Rock cannot sneak.